Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 11 of Where Streams Come True, the show where we suffer through the entire good and bad of Disney Plus. I am your host, Collins, and joining me today, once more, we have Sarah.
Hello.
Doug.
And Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And Cameron.
Yay, I'm last again.
Because no one likes you.
I don't know why it puts you last on my screen.
Because it knows.
Because it knows. it knows. So this last week we watched, I guess in my case, last night and this morning, watched Fishhooks.
Hang on, this morning?
Yeah, I watched the third episode this morning.
Yeah, actually, me too.
Because we waited till 11:30 to start, and I had work in the morning.
Yeah. What did you guys do after recording last night?
I played Control.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we watched Fishhooks. So
I just set up my room after recording Minecraft and
dyed my hair. I did a lot yesterday.
Yeah, you did. You got busy. Fishhooks, again, it is a 2010 animated series created by Noah Jones, Alex Hirsch, and William Rice, produced by Justin Roiland, and starring Justin Roiland of Rick and Morty fame.
Yeah.
This definitely felt like the project that he did before he went on to Rick and Morty. It definitely has a similar style of humor, albeit toned down to a PG level.
I got a very SpongeBob vibe from this.
Because it's fish?
No, like at the very beginning, though, you have the painting of the guy, but it like looks more realistic and stuff. Like,
yeah, like the PNG stuff.
Yeah, and like the humor was very SpongeBob-y to me. I haven't watched SpongeBob that much, though, so
it does seem like they were trying to imitate some of Cartoon Network's success during the early aughts of mixed media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, humor as well. Or like a Amazing World of Gumball type thing with mixed styles of animation.
Definitely,
it's very interesting.
Except without the textures that stay in one place.
There was a couple characters that had that, like the chowder textures that stay in place. Yeah, there was like one or two, but it was still like a solid texture, so it wasn't really that visible.
Well, there was none of it in this though.
In this show, there was.
Yeah,
Clamantha, like, you mean?
Yeah, Clamantha had that, I think.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Fishhooks, Milo, B, and Oscar are three BFFs, best fish friends, who live in a giant fish tank neighborhood located at the center of a pet shop. The three friends experience the typical challenges and triumphs, as well as fish drama and fish cliques, of their freshman year at Freshwater High. Initial thoughts, have you seen this show before? Your memories of it, and then what it's like the second viewing? I'll start with Sarah. Go down the line.
Yeah, this was one of those shows that I didn't remember until I saw it, and then I had this visceral memory of watching it, and like certain things would jump out and be like, "Oh my gosh, this was locked in a deep dark part of my brain," in a good way. Like it was just rediscovering something that's like, it's very childish, but it's also a lot of fun. So I enjoyed it.
Alrighty, Doug.
So I remember, I think, watching this like at my grandpa's house in Connecticut or something. I know I've seen it at some point in my life. I just forget when and where and what episodes I've seen and stuff. It was probably locked in a deep, dark dungeon place part of my brain too, but not in a good way. Like it's one of those things where you just sit and watch it. You're just like, yeah, that was a thing. And that was back when they did mini episodes within the episode. Like, yeah, half like, the episode was a story and then the other half was a story. Like Arthur did that.
Adventure Time did that.
Adventure Time doesn't count. That show sucks.
Okay, shots fired. I disagree. So we will go straight on
hot
to Cameron.
Hot take.
We will go straight on to Cameron.
Too hot to handle.
Well, I've never seen this show before, and I thought it was a good kid show, at least. Wow.
I feel like we are already going to disagree on this show when it comes to the ranking.
Dude, we disagree every single week.
Yeah, leave a good 10 minutes on the back half of this episode so we can argue over it.
Usually what happens is I say my thing, you guys all say yours, and I go, fine, whatever. I'll just eat my snacks.
You bet. Okay, so for me, I did watch this show. I watched it pretty actively. I recognized just the name from when I saw the thumbnail. Very fond memories of this show. I don't know exactly when I watched it, but I loved it. I still think it's great. I think it's really funny. I love the style of humor, the style of animation.
Why does that not surprise me that you watched this show?
It was a good time. It's a good time. I like it.
I feel like you've watched everything on this list so far.
He's a Disney boy.
Yeah, I am a Disney boy. I've seen a lot.
Boy.
I'm you sure also there's... had cable growing up. I didn't have cable, so I was stuck watching. Like
we.
Do you guys
we had it for about a 5-year stint, and then we're back to basic.
Do you guys remember? Then this was back in like 2000, from like 2006 to 2010. On ABC Saturday mornings, they would do cartoons like the Disney Channel cartoons with Hannah Montana, Sweet Life, Power Rangers, that kind of stuff. And then like 11:30 noon, it would cut off and then go to college football. Like that was the schedule. So mm-hmm. I'd have the TV from like 7 to, you know, noon or whatever. And then my brother would get the TV the rest of the day to watch college football.
That's unfortunate. No one in our family watches sports.
It's not true. I watch soccer.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, that Ooh. Doesn't count. That's very nice. And I That's played
a, it's
it.
It's a higher form of intelligence.
No, it's not.
I literally dumped someone because they said, well, they were talking specifically about women's soccer. That's a story for another time.
Oh, okay.
That's a story for the Wildcast.
Ooh. Oh, it would be. So let's go into the full review, starting with, so this is a thing that I encountered. I don't know what Disney Plus did. IMDb lists the episodes in a different order, but
yeah, I ended up watching like 16 episodes because I watched all the wrong ones.
I was going to say, was that something you encountered or something Cameron encountered?
That was something Cameron encountered. So Cameron can give us some spoilers of what's to come in the show. So we'll start with
because it follows a thread throughout the series.
It really doesn't.
If you miss any episodes, you'll have no idea what's going on.
It's a soap opera, daytime soap opera, General Hospital. Mm-hmm.
there's not really any references, but we'll get into it. Episode one, part one, we'll go by part. Doris floors gorgeous. Oscar wants a date for the dance, and that's coming up, so he makes up a fish named Doris Flores Gorgeous. That is his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's his girlfriend. Because
I had to do most of these recaps, and they're mostly really? Sentence because IMDb has nothing on them.
Apparently, that's what you do though. Is like if you want a date for a dance, you don't go ask somebody. You just make someone up.
Make someone up that lives out of town in Fish Niagara Falls,
and then they you know just show up randomly because that makes sense.
They manifest.
Yeah. Which, okay, this is kind of a pet peeve of mine of, like, underwater stuff.
Okay.
Like cartoons and whatnot.
Like SpongeBob.
Yes. If they're going to have, like, a waterfall or something like that, I feel like it should be air. And it should be going up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Just to flip
right.
the role.
Maybe. They did have a waterfall
underneath water.
Yeah.
The underwater, like, I liked how it was, like, the fish tank waterfalls going in. But yeah,
is that what it was?
It was
a water recycler.
It was a water recycler on top of the tank.
Some fish tanks have that so that they're getting fresh water fed, and then there's an outtake valve that takes the old water.
Well, they have that in every tank though.
Yeah, but some have them fancy, so it's like nature, like a waterfall purpose.
Sarah is smarter than all of us.
That's
the only one
here
with a degree, but it is an art degree.
I have a degree. I have an associate's degree.
Where is it? Oh.
It's at my parents' house. It doesn't – associate's degree don't matter, but I have it.
Dogs can get associate's degrees.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
They can actually get any degree.
An honorary bachelorette or whatever.
Bachelorette degree? What the hell is that?
It's made up. just like
that's what I have. I don't have a bachelor's, I have a bachelorette's.
I was worried that you were gonna complain about the show being unrealistic as no, far as Underwater no. shows, but no,
no,
I found it very good that they established very early on that this is just ignore reality. This is a fish tank where they have welding tools and they can just go in between all of the tanks and that stuff.
I think can I talk about something I really liked from this episode?
Yes. Yeah, you can.
When they're, I don't know if it was this part or the second part, but it was when they're sitting there and they're looking, they go, you think anyone's ever got themselves stuck in that pipe?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the best jokes of the show. Where and like, it goes through each stuck. Day. And then
he gets more and more interested.
Like, yeah, how big do you think that pipe is? Oh, about the size of a fish head. And then he's just stuck in it. Oh, the actor who played Milo, he was the main character from Cory in the House. Or the
also, little, I don't know what that is.
The little brother from That's So Raven.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my gosh, Cameron. Do you
this
not
is a
watch
Disney
TV?
Podcast. Get out.
No, this is a Suffering Through Disney podcast. You are more than welcome, sir.
He was amazing in this show. B was voiced by a Disney Channel actress. She was in Minutemen and
the Jonas Brothers show.
Yeah.
Hold on.
They had a show?
Yeah, the Jonas Brothers show. Yeah.
I didn't know they had a show.
I believe
called Jonas.
Yeah, it was called Jonas.
Awful.
I think that it was supposed to be the same characters from Camp Rock, but I'm not sure.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
No, it's one of those things where they played themselves and got
so
into
not a spin-off?
Situations.
Like the Naked Brothers Band?
Yeah, like the Naked Brothers Band.
I remember.
Gosh, I remember
that
show.
Show.
Is that show on Disney Plus?
It. No, it's a Nickelodeon.
Dang. Oh, right.
Yeah, it's like a teen Nick.
That's the, she plays the late, that's Chelsea Kane.
She plays B.
She is super, no.
On Robot Chicken.
Why not just share your screen? Like, that's a much easier way to do it.
Because I didn't want to go through all of that. I didn't want to have you guys come with me.
You guys want to see my screen? I'm looking at our IMDb.
So what are your thoughts on Clamantha?
Those are my thoughts.
Fun.
Yes. She was ugly.
Yeah.
On the inside.
I just Sarah, go back to you.
What?
Start talking. I just noticed the diagram you've got on the wall.
It's the anatomy of Milo.
No,
not Milo. What's his name?
Morty.
Oscar.
Oscar. Yeah. I realized that it was the same voice actor as Morty almost immediately.
It has the same kind of whiny,
high-pitched. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Everything is a nightmare. He's always upset.
He's always scared.
Yeah.
It was good. Anything else that you want to point out? We can always jump back, but anything else from Doris Flores Gorgeous that is worth discussion? Yes.
Yeah, yes. For the young ladies watching this show, if someone's not interested, don't dress up to do what happened at the end of that little bit. That's wrong.
What Clamantha does?
Yeah, very wrong. And
yeah,
not okay.
Called,
yeah,
pretending. Well, first of all, eavesdropping on someone else's conversation and then using that knowledge to create a costume of a person that they made up to then impersonate that person to get a kiss.
Just creepy. Don't
that
do
is
that.
Creepy. Clamantha is creepy, but she's on the cheerleader squad, so she's doing something right.
Dude, they have like 12 students in that school.
There's always one on the cheerleading squad that's there because they're
money.
Clamantha.
Because they're Clamantha. Good enough.
Sarah, were you jealous that you never were on the cheerleading squad?
I did audition.
Wait, she's on Rick and Morty.
You auditioned for the cheerleading squad? I don't remember that.
I did, and my friend got in. I couldn't do a somersault or a cartwheel, and I didn't want to really be there. I did it with my friend. We also tried out for basketball.
So you lived through the beginning of the first episode of Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Because she tries out, and then her friend gets in instead of her. Or actually,
pretty much.
But...
yeah. I still stalked that friend on Facebook.
I just wrestled and played football.
I wonder which friend that is.
What'd you say, Cameron?
I said then spread rumors about her.
No, I don't. What?
Yeah, like in Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
We're
okay.
Still making references here.
We're still making references to that show that we all loved.
Said no one ever.
Okay. Next part of the episode was Underwater Boy.
Well, Milo, we missed the part. Never mind. Yes. We can talk. You can go.
Oh no! Yeah. What do you
want? I was
going to
talk about that. The Hick guy that.
Oh, geez, buddy.
I love that so much.
I like trailers.
There's one episode. I think it's in episode 3, the one where Milo, where he becomes an emo, where they're sitting at the cafeteria and the guy is just sitting and he's just eating a turkey leg and just doing the same bite over and over again. just staring into space.
Kind of like Sora did last night.
Kind of like
off in the middle of distance.
Like Sora. Yep. Oh, yeah. Stay tuned for that episode.
Minus the screaming.
That episode that episode actually has to go out before this one. So, because that's when it's due.
It's due today.
Never stopped you before.
Is it due today?
Well, I mean, today's the last day of the semester.
Is it? Well, but yeah. I still have the rest of finals week to turn stuff in.
Yeah, I still have to do an assignment.
Well, for finals.
Can we do the podcast?
Okay, fine.
Focus,
Milo tries out for the football team, and he gets the role of the water boy, which at first he dreads, and then finds out that being the water boy is very important, especially when you're fish going into a gecko tank.
Yeah, because that made sense.
Because that made sense.
I had to love that because you thought the Disney Channel plot was going to be support your friends even if you don't matter, but it was literally like they will die if he doesn't get over to that tank. I thought that was fun.
There's a few mixed morals. Yeah, the geckos were funny. I like how they kept licking their eyeballs.
That was funny.
I love that. That's my favorite part of Frozen 2.
The thing with the pie had a very Rick and Morty moment, where he's like showing him the thing. He's like, "Give me the pie." It's not a real pie. It's just an algae. Give me the pie. No, it's not. It's not real. It's just off of paper. Give it to me. They just just eats it. I will complete the pie
for my friends.
I thought it was funny.
I did as well. That's why I.
I'm trying to remember anything else from that episode.
That's why I softly giggled.
You did softly giggle. I noticed.
That was funny.
I wouldn't say it's one of the funniest episodes.
No, absolutely not.
The geckos do get brought up in the next episode, which is pretty funny. So we'll just go on to episode 2. Let's talk about the end cap scenes with the snake and the mat.
Those
are so funny.
That was another thing that my brain was like, oh my gosh, I remember this.
The one at the end of Dark Side of the Fish is the funniest one.
Which one's that?
That's the one.
Is that the one that built the jetpack?
Yeah, where the mouse builds the jetpack. It's like, finally, an animal will fly, and then a bird goes overhead. And the snake's like, birds can fly, you know? Yes. I know. I thought it was, the delivery was good.
I thought it was really good. Yeah.
So moving on to episode 2, we have a Hooray for Hamsterwood.
That was a horrifying episode.
Where Milo surprises B with an acting role.
No, he promises her a show.
Yeah. Like, what was it? It was like the Teenage Witch Hamster.
Yeah.
Show that they were watching.
Yeah. Witch, yes.
And Milo's got a crush on the hamster.
Is that a crush?
Pamela Hamster.
And Oscar is scared of hamsters.
Yeah, that was the weird thing, is they made it a Pamela Anderson in Sabrina.
Yeah.
Except
she was young. And so it was
it was just the pun was worth it.
What was the pun?
Pamela
Hamster.
Instead of Pamela Anderson. Look it up, kids.
Yeah, I know. only millennials will get this run reference.
I don't know why they didn't just say Pamela Hamster's son.
Hamsterson?
Yeah. I used to watch that.
Maybe because
that show.
Maybe
Sabrina
the
Teenage Witch?
Disney Channel.
I remember the old one, yeah.
I used to watch the cartoon, the live action. I mean,
she's not that bad as long as you don't watch the lifeguard show. I can't remember what it's called.
Baywatch.
Yeah, Baywatch. As long as you don't watch that, then you're fine.
Any of them. There's a game show where they're gonna eat fly fish for what was it, like $10,000 or something?
10,000 hamster coins.
Yeah,
hamster coins. And it's like, oh no, we need to save her.
It was like Fear Factor.
And Milo turns it off. She's like, I don't know, 10,000 is a lot of money.
It's like Fear Factor, though. That's what it kind of reminded me of.
Yeah, I remember Fear Factor. It was that sort of thing, like eat this gross thing.
Yeah.
Like, go into a tub with all this stuff in it.
The crazy thing, the weird thing with it was when the hamster like turned into the monster hamster. He was like super stoked. His teeth were all long and gross.
Right.
Yeah, like they do that, the realism shot.
Oh, like the close ups with like their super grody close ups.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
totally SpongeBob or Flapjack.
Flapjack does that a lot.
Yeah.
I guess SpongeBob does that too. SpongeBob.
Not as much as Flapjack.
Dub. Yeah. Hurry for Hamsterwood. Anyone else got anything?
No, not really.
Not my favorite.
Okay, going on to one that I did like.
I can say something. Hold on real quick.
Okay,
I do appreciate that they had, when they went to the studios, it was Hamster Studios instead of like Universal Studios. And then they had a little tower in the back, like Hamster Tower.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
University.
How they had all the like the chips on the ground and all the stuff was made out of cardboard. And like the studio was like a toilet paper roll or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was interesting that the fish had those little like backpacks things that were spraying them with water.
Oh yeah.
That would have been good for the football team.
That would have been good for the football team, but continuity does not matter in this show. So moving on to the tale of Sir Oscar Fish. Where Oscar living his life in a Morty state fear, fantasizes about being Sir Oscar Fish in his diary, and he misses the bus, runs into a stop sign, gets picked up by the pet shop owner, put into the medieval tank.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one.
And then he thinks he's dreaming, so he lives out his fantasies of being Sir Oscar Fish, public speaking and being brave and stuff. All the while, Bee and Milo have to track him down, and they find all of the other fish that look like Oscar. And the other tanks.
Well, and then I'm fast forwarding here to the end, but there's like two Milos, wasn't there?
There are two Milos as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like holding hands or like holding fins with each other.
Yeah.
You know, so like that's a little creepy.
Hey, I mean, if you're in love with yourself and then you find your doppelganger.
Dream come true.
Sure. And Milo certainly is in love with himself. What this had like one of my favorite jokes in the whole thing, which is like the sea of Oscars coming in. He's like, who are all these people? And it's like, yeah, it turns out fish kind of all look the same. Which I was like, you know what? That's true. Fish do look the same.
You're not
wrong.
And
that's not something that really gets covered that much in shows. Like Finding Nemo and stuff. Everyone knows who everyone is. Except for like that one part in Finding Dory. But
yeah. It only happens when it's relevant to the plot.
Yeah. And all of the Oscars were so funny. Like there's one with a giant mustache. There's one with three eyes. There's
one with one eye.
One
with
the
one
with
nose.
The giant nose.
Stoner.
I remember that one. That was funny.
Where the fantasy.
He's like a heavy stoner.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just sleeping by my stop sign and this guy trips over me.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I mean, that means there's two Oscars that look the same in the same tank.
Unless he went back to the fantasy tank.
Yeah. But
when they meet him, he's in the stoner one.
Oh, yeah, the stoner guy. Yeah, that's Oscar, so, not Milo. Oh, you said Oscar.
Yes, gosh. I said Oscar. I'm just saying there are two Oscars in the same tank that look similar.
Collins, are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I don't know.
We both are not feeling good today.
Do you guys have the corona?
No, it's not that kind of not feel good. It's more like not moving from the couch for an entire day. And then the next day realize, oh, right, that's why we exercise. I feel like everything's locked up. Sarah, you want to talk about your favorite character in the whole show?
Girl. No, that's not my favorite character. That was just a moment where I was like...
Cameron, I agree. I'm on your team, Cameron.
Yeah, the pink fish, like the popular girl.
Says it later on in the series. That was just the moment it clicked that was like, I've seen the show before.
Well, during the football game, she was like talking about doing makeup or something like that.
Yeah, she's and like, then, should I cut my bangs?
Yeah, and then they go into the game like, ah! And then back to the conversation, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
Maybe my favorite part of the show is her just going, girl.
Gosh, she's
funny. I don't know why.
It's a good character. I'm sure there's other episodes with her more in them. Like, she's on the thumbnail in Disney Plus instead of B, which was confusing, but...
I think she's probably one of those characters that's, like, a C character that moves up to B later in the show.
Yeah, like, later in the show, they're like, friends. She's like part of the group.
We barely ever saw the teacher in these three episodes, or, like, the principal showed up, like, twice.
Can I just point something out real quick?
Yeah.
Whenever either you or Sarah say something, Collins, that... doesn't quite make sense. On my end, it makes no sense, but for Cameron, it doesn't make any sense. It's just really funny because I can see his face kind of go, huh? He does like the puppy, like, huh? What's going on? And it's just really funny to me, so.
Too bad the camera doesn't cut to me when I do that.
Yeah, I love you, Cameron.
What was the deal with the dragonfish?
A dragonfish.
Well, yeah. I don't even know if it was a dragon or a fish. It just looked like a regular dragon to me.
Yeah,
like, dude, dragons can't live underwater. That water puts out fire.
Well, idiot.
There are more than one kind of dragon. Duck.
Yeah.
There's no water dragons.
Yeah, there is.
That's a serpent.
Okay, I'm looking it up on Fish Hooks.
No, I haven't
Wiki.
Actually.
Oh,
there's water a Fish Hooks Wiki.
You bet your butt there is.
There's what is it in Final Fantasy 15?
There isn't any water dragons, but there are ice dragons.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
It literally looks
dragon turtles.
I guess I can
sea
share my
lion.
Screen.
Go ahead and share your screen.
Oh, you're right. There's those.
Those definitely exist.
Hold on, give me 1 second. I have some confidential stuff on here.
Don't swear on this podcast. It's family friendly, Cameron.
There's a water dragon.
My goodness. No, I'm trying to remember Leviathan. That's the closest thing to a water dragon is the Leviathan.
Oh, from Norse mythology?
Yeah. In Final Fantasy 15, you fight a Leviathan, and it's absolutely terrifying.
The Ouroboros thing.
Ouroboros snake?
Else. That's a snake. I'm thinking of the world serpent.
That's world Ouroboros. Serpent.
I have to quit my Zoom in order to share my screen. So I'm
no, you don't. It'll say you need to, but then it'll let you when you try again.
I've never had that pull up before. Maybe it's because I have two screens.
Yeah, it's lying to you. I had to do that with System Preferences or last recording.
Sarah, Blake. Oh, okay. That is absolutely terrifying. What the crap?
There is a full Fishhooks Wiki.
That's so scary.
That's not a fish. Like, maybe that's a snake.
It's clearly an eel dragonfish.
It's an eel, guys.
Is it? It says species dragonfish.
Okay, do dragonfish exist?
It's from Fishtankia. Oh, yeah, that one was funny. It's like, what would you do if you had a TV show?
Yeah.
And the snake does a dancing. It was like, no, that would never happen. I would have a talk show. And then as a talk show. And then the snake starts dancing again.
Yeah, the snake just shows up like, no, I win this, you don't.
It was funny.
I think it's really funny that a snake and a rat or hamster thing are best friends, when in reality, that hamster would be nothing but poop after
That's
the first
the
5 seconds.
That's joke, Doug.
Here we go. Right here, Collins.
What?
Aqua dragon from D&D. Boom. There's a water dragon.
There's an aqua dragon in D&D? Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what it says.
Oh, cool.
D&D wiki, aqua dragon.
Oh.
Well, now we know.
Oh, wait, is the website Dand Wiki? Like D-A-N-D?
Yeah.
Wiki? Okay, that's homebrew.
Not
someone just made that up. Dand Wiki is a curse.
Well,
there are no water dragons. There's still probably a water dragon. Anyway, episode 3, what possibly my favorite episode besides Sir Oscar Fish. Big Fish. Milo uses a secret method to become big and strong.
This is a good one.
This is the episode that has an SCP in it. Other stuff, anyway.
There's a whole thing.
This one had some confusing morals that we'll get into. Sure. So he goes to the yoga / gymnastic heavy lifting thing with B. Finds out that he can't lift himself up, let alone anything else. Wants to get strong, but doesn't want to work for it, which, like, I already immediately knew where this is going to go. Meets a shrimp and goes to a shady part of town where he introduces him to the big tank. And it has the concept of, like, that a fish will grow to fit its environment. So if you go into the giant tank, you'll just keep getting bigger.
It's like the hyperbolic time chamber from Dragon Ball Z.
Sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking over there. I was like, it's going in the chamber to get strong.
The one anecdote they keep talking about in the movie Big Fish, starring Ewan McGregor.
Wait, what anecdote?
Where it's like a big fish in a small pond, but you're out of small fish in big tank, they grow.
Okay.
I don't remember that anecdote.
No.
Yeah, because when he's a kid, he has to be like have casts on his arms and stuff because he's growing too fast. I don't know.
Pick me.
Doug Schulte.
Yeah. So fun fact of the day. That is, what was that? Why are you dabbing? Get the heck out of here.
Fun fact of the day.
Cut to him.
Steroids do not work that way.
Let
me finish.
You saying I don't just go sit in a chair and I get big?
No. Steroids allow you to work out, they allow you to recover quicker so you can work out and train harder, more frequently.
Right.
So, you could work out in the morning, just, gas yourself. And then if you're taking steroids, you could do the exact same thing later that night without it hurting you. It would actually benefit you, where if you did that without steroids, it would not benefit you.
Without it hurting you.
If you cycle properly, it doesn't hurt you. You just have to cycle yourself properly. And when you come off it, you have to do it the right way. When you don't do that, that's when you run into issues.
Okay. I saw the PSA about it in junior high. I know how...
That PSA is,
one did you see? The one where, there's a nerdy kid and he joins the track team?
No, the one I saw was they had a bunch of different, like a basketball, a football, soccer ball, stuff like that.
Mm.
And then it said, this is what steroids can do, and it deflated all of them.
Mm.
It's just like,
the kid's mentor, when he found out that he was doing steroids, you know what steroids will do to you? And he lifts his leg up on the table and he's just got bingo wing on his thigh really bad. He's like, this is what steroids will do to you.
Gross.
It's like, I just wanted to make my family proud of me. Whatever. Then there's the drug one that I always remember, where the kid meets these other kids and they're all like 9. He's like, what's that? This is pot. And this is what you smoke it with.
Why did you see that, dude?
That's an actual line from a PSA skit. Oh, it's so funny.
That is so funny. Holy
don't
cow.
Do drugs, kids.
Don't do it. Not worth it.
Also, so he goes in. This had some of the best jokes. After he comes in the second time and redoses with the chair room, and he gets even stronger. And every time it's like, what if they think I'm strong now? What if I get even stronger? And he's lifting the school statue. And the one kid's like, hey, he said he would lift the statue. And then he did it. that was funny. And then he punches a hole in the wall. And the teacher's like, I'm not even going to look. It was good.
That's a public eventually, school teacher for you.
Eventually he...
and a college professor.
He falls asleep in the tank. And he grows to be about the size of a small child.
Yeah.
Evolved.
Yeah.
He's like
3 feet tall or so.
It fully formed appendages. His fins are two separate legs.
That's so funny.
Like, I wonder if that's happened. Like, the shrimp knows that bad things happen if you go in there before. So, like, has the shop owner had to deal with fish going in there, becoming huge, and then, like, walking out of the store?
Dude, that's how the shop owner eats his dinner.
Well, the shop has a sushi shop right by it.
Oh, really? Man,
that's a joke. Yeah. It does.
Every time they show the front of the shop, and it has the name of the shop, and then it has their little sushi shop right by it.
I did.
And then it like changes the name of the shop.
That I wanted to bring that up. How it's always so good. Like fish, pets, and blank, or like and karate, or like and couples,
and gym.
Like and like dating. And Jim, it's like the
it kind of went with whatever the theme was of that particular episode.
Yeah, it did. It reminds me of the storefront joke in the Bob's Burgers intros, where the shop to the left, the audience is right, I guess, of the Bob's Burgers shop always changes its name and it's always a pun.
Sure.
Like how the exterminator is always a pun as well.
Cool.
It's kind of like that. But yeah, and he tries to get back into the tank to get his friends to help him, and the principal unleashes his secret army, which he has for some reason.
Just waiting.
I knew this day would come. A sailor boy is attacking our school.
I mean, it's a Ghostbusters reference. I think we can all agree.
That with the like Stay Puft?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's got the sailor hat and the little neckerchief.
I was wondering why that fell on him. I was like, there's a reason why they did that, but I can't
Stay Puft.
That's see funny. Why.
That's not a sailor boy. That's my
It's
boy.
A student. Okay, he's still attacking the school.
and then they have to put him in the tiny tank to shrink him down, and it takes 48 hours.
I really
36.
Like
36.
I like 6 hours. I like the tiny tank. I thought that was funny.
That was funny.
I was worried that the big tank wouldn't have a lid, like would have a lid on the top of it, and it would be like a super claustrophobic episode where he's like stuck in there expanding to the. Oh, I felt like real fear for a second, but then he just like exploded out of it.
What was I?
Well, most tanks don't have a lid, I think, because it helps the. Air in the water.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I used to take care of the fish for my neighbors over here when I was younger, and they would they had like a grate on the top, like a it was almost like a strainer.
Mm.
But because they had a cat that was kind of a butthole.
That checks out. What else?
And
what
birds.
Else in this episode?
Well, we have part two of this episode.
The shrimp turned into a jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
That was funny. The last half of episode three, the dark side of the fish, where Oscar becomes a goth.
Anyway.
Oscar becomes a goth because he...
Professor Snape, like, joins him into his ranks.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
All of Oscar's poems are computer related, which I thought that they would do a joke that's like, oh, like I'm not depressed, I'm just talking about my actual computer, but he tried to write a serious poem, and everyone else only wrote about bunnies, and he didn't get any respect for his serious poem, so the goths recruit him, and then over the course of the episode he finds out that it's not fun being a goth, which is kind of the point.
They're gonna sacrifice him, weren't they?
No.
They were making
supposed
him
to sacrifice
throw away
everything
his whole life. Yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to sacrifice everything they liked. He's like, oh, I finally have people understand me. This is great. And he's like, no, this isn't great. Nothing is great. Like, that's the point. Like, I never was around any goth kids in schools that I went to. I don't really even think that there were, like.
There were.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I remember.
You had goth kids at your high school?
Yeah.
I remember in junior high. I don't remember any goth groups in my high school.
Well, the whole goth craze kind of phased out by the time we got to high school, but there was a dedicated group of five goth kids with like the big hairspray, black hair, and huge bangs.
Oh, see, I don't look at that as goth. I look at that as emo.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It is kind of different. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about emo.
Then emo
like
was
goth, goth are like is more like this episode where like everything
there
sucks.
There were some goth kids.
But then emo is more like, core. I love listening to 3 Days Grace.
Well, yeah. That and emo is also like, I hate my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, emo.
So like emo is like, I hate my life. Goth is like, I hate
everything.
Existence. Yeah. All of life.
Exactly. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
They shut down Oscar, that's his name, every time he gets excited, which like it was that was also like a sort of Morty type thing to happen, like him with the goths reminded me of that.
Yeah, I, that was really funny. He's like, oh, what about this? He's like, no, just no,
thanks, I'm just so happy to be here with all my friends. I may have been wrong about you. Oscar. Oh, and he changed, what does he change his name to?
Yeah. Hold on, I have the Fishhooks wiki up.
Shark bait.
He changes like, and like also like goth names. I don't that also makes me think that we didn't really have goth groups in our high school and junior high because they didn't have goth names. I don't know how goths work. If you're a goth, reach out to the show and give us a 5-star review.
Well, also too, be sure to tweet at us.
And also tweet
so
at
we
us,
can
yeah.
educate ourselves on.
Yeah.
You know, your
and then
lifestyle.
Get all of your goth friends to tweet at us as well and then have them write 5-star reviews.
So he changes his name to Bubblethorn.
Bubblethorn. That's what it was.
There was another part to it. There was a first and then Bubblethorn with the last name, but I can't find it.
Oscilliath Bubblethorn. I don't know.
Because Bubblethorn is like, bubble is so soft and thorn is hard. I don't know.
Seems legit.
Seems legit, yeah. Oh, and we got the... another great Milo joke.
Art.
Milo joke from me that I thought was good.
Careful there.
I think like BB finds out that he's with these guys and she like says like, oh, he's with them and he's like, he's got like, that's Oscar and he's got dark, he's got makeup on and stuff, like, oh, he's a clown. Like everybody know only clowns wear makeup. And she's like, I wear makeup, call him like I see him. Which
that's funny.
Only like I thought he was gonna say like only girls wear makeup and like only clowns wear makeup. Existence is a lie. See there, I can be goth. 5-star review, please. let's move on to final thoughts section, moment of the show and favorite episode.
Oh boy.
And for favorite episode, I'll do like the individual like stories,
the segments.
Yeah, the segments, because technically those are okay. Episodes, they just package them together.
Yeah.
So Sarah, what? You up first, moment of the show and favorite episode.
Oh gosh, that's tough. I'll definitely say I liked the Underwater Boys, my favorite episode. Ooh. And as far as favorite part, I just lost my train of thought. That's super.
Your moment of the show.
My favorite moment of the show is going to be when Milo gets his head stuck in the pipe.
Ah, that's a good one.
That's me.
Okay, Doug.
Okay, now I can talk. All right. Pet peeve about TV shows in general.
This not, can be your moment. It doesn't have to be positive.
It will be. Not just this show, but just every show that does this. Portray football correctly, please. That is not football. They claim it's football, but it's not.
Don't know.
A field goal is not worth 7 points. It is worth 3 or 1.
Doesn't one of the geckos like slam dunk a field goal? No, Milo slam dunks a field
goal. Yeah, Milo does.
Yeah,
right.
Milo does.
Makes no sense.
Anyway, my favorite episode.
my favorite episode.
Wait, what does that have to do with your favorite moment?
It's just moment of the show. It's not my favorite moment.
Yeah, it doesn't. Oh,
it's just a moment of the show.
Yeah, because we got rid of best and worst moment into just like something you want to call.
Well,
it.
I'm glad I was informed about that.
You were informed when the change happened, sir, in episode like 3.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Favorite episode was probably the hamster one, the hamster Hollywood one.
Okay.
That's the one I remember the most of, other than the football one that Mitch just made me angry.
What's football?
Yeah.
Okay. Cameron.
Okay, so my favorite moment was when he's in the Big Fish and Milo like punches a hole through the wall. And then that Southern kid is like, oh, you created a backdoor entrance into the teacher's room. Now you're as strong as a baby duck.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good.
Strong as a baby duck. Oh, my goodness. He had a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Your favorite episode?
I think my favorite episode is probably Gorgeous Flores.
Flores. No.
Doris,
Flores, Gorgeous.
Yeah, that one.
The first one.
The first one. Probably because...
Which is actually the 15th one, according to IMDb.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird. It's like Lizzie McGuire all over again.
Oh, don't remind me.
So my moment of this show, I was going to say Milo getting his head stuck in the tube, because that's a pretty good one.
I was actually going to say that too, and then Sarah took it.
I stole it. I knew it was a good one.
My moment of the show is all of the Oscars showing up to fight the dragon.
And that's funny.
The stoner Oscar saying that all fish look the same.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. All fish look the same. And I'm sure, because like we saw like the Milo and other stuff. But my favorite episode is Big Fish, just because of the weirdness of the big tank and him turning into a small child and being called a sailor boy with horror, and the fact that the principal has a secret army when he's like, "Secret army, go back into hiding." That's
got to come up later in the show.
Yeah, like the secret.
Like why does he have it?
Why does he have a secret?
No,
that's the deep world building that, I'm here for.
That won't come up later in the show. The army will come up, but the reason why they're there won't. That's way too much to ask for this kind of a show.
Although the big tank has been destroyed because he burst out of it. The big tank is gone.
I'm sure that would show up again.
Oh, and I was gonna say as well, the questionable morals of that ended up being, it's okay to do steroids once, but don't overdo it. Which I guess, according to you, of how steroids actually work, don't overdo it is a good takeaway.
Because you're an authority on steroids, aren't you?
I am not an authority on steroids, but I've watched bodybuilding YouTube channels that
He has an associate's degree in digital media. He is an authority.
I have an associate's degree in general studies.
Oh.
Yikes.
Wow. You can get a job anywhere with that.
Making, you know, $5 an hour.
Be a manager at Subway.
Oh,
good old Scrubway.
Don't make me think about Subway, Sarah.
Scrubway.
That's a reference I'm never using for a future job.
I just bring that up because when I got my first job out of college as a designer, I was paid the same by hour as a manager at Subway. A chip that I carry on my shoulder to this day.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, that was messed up. Okay, so we have gone through our favorite episodes and moments of the movies. It is time to rank this rank movie.
It wasn't a movie. All right,
you ready to debate? You ready to argue, Doug? I'm ready to argue with you.
Share the screen. Share the screen, Collins.
Sharing.
I got to see what I'm ranking here.
What the heck is going on here?
You got it. Oh, my gosh. There it is.
Whoa.
Okay. So, I really liked this show, and I want to put it in between Finding Dory and Hatching Pete.
Drop it one, and I'll give it to you.
I was going to say number three as well, though I have not seen Hatching Pete, so I can't. But it's definitely better than Noelle, I would say.
It's better than Hatching Pete. Cameron, it's better than Hatching Pete.
Is it?
You didn't see Hatching Pete.
I know, that's the thing.
Cameron, it is better than Noelle.
Yes, it is definitely better than Noelle. So at least go there.
Let's put it right under Hatching
Pete. Let's put it above Hatching Pete because I feel like that's three.
That's the wrong answer.
That's three.
Here's the thing. What would you rather what are you going to go back and watch?
Neither back and I'm going to go back and watch more fish hooks later.
He's going to go watch more fish hooks.
Now, a better question would be, if I had kids, what would I want my kids to watch? And that would be fish hooks.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that makes it objectively better than Hatching Pete.
Agree to disagree.
Wow. Anyway, let me go back to my outline here.
Who's spinning the wheel this week?
Since you asked, we'll let you do it. But first, we got the film information and statistics from this show.
Yes. Finally, back to the good stuff.
Okay. Doris Flores. Shut up. I enjoy this section. The Doris Flores Gorgeous.
Well, I was serious. I like this section.
Oh, thank you.
Get those stats.
Anyway, Doris Flores Gorgeous was written by Noah Jones, Derek Evanick, Alex Hirsch, William Rice, and Jackie Mascarino. We're going to see a few repeat names in this section, which is interesting.
That's fair.
It's a TV show. Underwater Boy was written by Noah Jones, Maxwell Adams, which is such a cool name because it's ATOMS is his last name.
Oh,
yeah. It's like a super villain. I know. William Rice, Alex Almoger, Alex Hirsch, and Andy Reingold. Hooray for Hamsterwood was written by Noah Jones, Jackie Buscarino, Diana Lafiatis, I think, and Alex Hirsch. I'm going to be butchering some of these names, but that's fine. Tale of Sir Oscar Fish was written by Alex Hirsch and Ian Wasiluk. Only two writers for that one. I don't know how animated shows work, so I don't know why they have so many writers per episode.
Yeah.
They kind of tend to have a writer's room, so I guess anyone that's in the room gets credited.
True. Yeah, there's a few that just get credit.
That's so just like whoever, TV shows in general, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoever writes the most gets those top, like, two or three credits.
Like the top three, yeah. Big Fish was written by Noah Jones, Ryan Ridley, and Derek Evanick. The Dark Side of the Fish was written by Noah Jones, Blake Lemons, William Rice, Tom Warburton, and Alex Hirsch. I am surprised that
Justin Roiland.
Justin Roiland, thank you.
I was going to say, I'm surprised he didn't write any, but he
didn't
write,
and he didn't direct either, but he just produced.
Yeah. I mean,
So this was probably just like an early job for him, and then he wanted to like make
his
own
I'm going to Google that because I'm interested.
Yeah. As far as direction goes, Doris Flores Gorgeous was directed by William Rice and Maxwell Adams. Underwater Boy was directed by Maxwell Adams. Hooray for Hamsterwood was directed by C.H. Greenblatt and Maxwell Adams. Tale of Sir Oscar Fish was directed by William Rice and Maxwell Adams. Yes, Sarah.
This show ended in 2014. It went from 2010 to 2014. Rick and Morty started January 2014.
Ooh.
Oh, so he went straight from one to the other.
No, yeah. What happened was Rick and Morty killed fish hooks.
Oh,
that's
no.
possible.
I could see I could see a fish hooks reference in Rick and Morty.
Well, think about it. Though. Like, they probably had, you know, a certain number of they had enough episodes finished to or written at least and everything to finish out that season, and then they started Rick and Morty during that like overlap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they just didn't get picked up for another season, which happens a lot.
Shocker.
Big Fish was directed by C.H. Greenblatt and Maxwell Adams, and The Dark Side of the Fish was directed by William Rice and Maxwell Adams. It was released 2010 to 2014, as Sarah mentioned. Runtime was 22 minutes per episode, so they aired in the way that they're packaged, where it's like an episode and an episode together.
Yeah.
IMDb score.
Uh-oh.
4.6. Out of 10.
Oh, wow.
That seems about right.
That seems too low.
It's a comedy, so maybe that's why it's so low. Because
it
seems like a lot of these critics don't like
comedies. Juvenile, yeah.
Yeah. There is no Rotten Tomatoes scores.
Shocker there.
And there's no... I was going to start doing Metacritic as well, but there's no Metacritic score. So next time, if it's a thing. But speaking of things, we have a wheel to spin. And this week's wheel was submitted via email by Elegant Explosion. And it was very much encouraged to pick this one last time by Doug, which is the recommended for you tab on my account. Which, not as much Star Wars as I expected. Probably because I've watched
a bunch of it.
I've watched all of it. So it's just the animated shorts.
All right, you guys ready?
Oh, no. That's going to be the one we get.
Anatomy of a Short.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to spin it.
Okay, go to spin it, Doug.
Okay, hey, get back here. Okay, got it.
You didn't even yeet.
My headphones on, so I can hear you. Hey.
Yeet. Oh,
gosh. So this is going to be a short episode.
What is that?
Question mark.
Yeah. Yay.
Oh, no. We got a Disney short.
Oh, it's Santa's Workshop, 1932.
Oh no!
What? I've seen this one before.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Is this the one that has contained outdated cultural depictions on it?
Oh yeah, it does.
Oh yeah, this sounds good.
Cameron, wrong reason to be excited.
Okay, I'm looking it up here.
So just for people at home wanting, the rest of the stuff on my recommended for you page was The Simpsons, Avengers Endgame, Lady and the Tramp, Captain Marvel, Star Wars Blips, Wind, Toy Story 4, Toy Story Toons, Small Fry, Captain America, The First Avenger, Short Circuit, Captain America, Winter Soldier, X-Men, Avengers, Lava, Guardians of the Galaxy, Civil War, Forces of Destiny, Thor Ragnarok.
There was all these good movies and we got this racist one.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, the good thing about this, it's not even 7 minutes long.
Wait, how long is it?
6 minutes and 41 seconds. It's on YouTube.
Oh, all right.
It'll be a short episode, but I mean, the short episodes have done pretty well, and I haven't heard any negative feedback, so we're going to keep doing them.
Have you heard any negative feedback, period?
I've only gotten positive feedback, actually.
That's good. That's a win.
Yeah. But no negative feedback about it. If you don't like the shorter episodes, let us know. If you like them and want to see more of them, then submit wheels that have shorts in them.
If you don't like the show, go watch something else.
There's one that was on my wheel that was Star Wars Blips, which are 1 minute animated shorts.
That sounds awesome.
And there's 8 total episodes, so it's a total of 8 minutes long of just 1 minute shorts.
So we would just crank through the whole thing.
Oh yeah, we would. So, okay. But we are going to crank through Santa's Workshop.
yes.
There is some. Yeah, you can take the description of it a number of different ways. If you look in Disney Plus, don't worry about it. Thank you all so much for listening.
You're welcome.
The show. Please review us on iTunes or whatever podcast service you listen to. We are on pretty much darn everything. If you want a service suggested, then. Go ahead and let us know.
Suggested.
Yeah. We can add new services pretty easily. You can send your reviews or comments to wherestreamscometo@gmail.com or on Twitter at Studio76 WSCT for Where Streams Come True. And you can submit a wheel such as a category or a search term on Disney Plus. We've got a few to work through, but if you submit one, it will probably be in the next few episodes that it'll be added in.
Awesome.
I've got about 6 or 7. You know what? We could actually, now that I'm thinking about it, as an end cap,
be careful.
Decide which wheel to spin next time. Okay. Does that sound fun?
Yeah, we can do that.
Cause we did that for this one. And
I still got my arguing shoes on.
Okay.
I got my flip flops on.
Let me look at what I have. I'll take off recommended for you. So we have just overall Disney. No. Overall Marvel.
Yes.
Overall Marvel.
Yes.
Okay.
What are the other options?
Yeah. What are the other options?
Who cares?
Okay. I'll put one there.
There might be something even better.
Overall Star Wars.
Okay.
National Geographic.
No.
Mm-mm. Holiday movies collection.
No.
Actually, I don't think that's on Disney Plus anymore.
Good.
I don't think so.
High School Musical collection.
Yes.
Just the High School Musicals? Like just 4 videos? That's it?
Well, no, because they have the series too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check that it's still on there.
Disney Channel Original Movie Collection.
No.
Star Wars The Skywalker Saga Collection.
Yeah.
Okay, so no.
I think Marvel might be the best wheel because there's so many of them.
Yeah, Marvel's got, because you have like Prince,
we've got the Princesses collection.
No.
Yes.
Spider-Man collection.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? You've been waiting for that for so long. We're doing the Spider-Man collection.
Yes!
So that'll be the wheel that we spin next time is the Spider-Man collection. Thank you, Gilmore, for submitting that on
Does that mean email. I get to be on at least two more episodes?
You can be, yes. Yes, it does. there's also like the Muppets.
I mean, play. I don't even go to the right school for this podcast. I'm related to the podcast producer.
Hey,
No one else
is volunteering to be on the show.
Once I graduate, you know, this is kind of, you know, cord gets cut. I'm out.
Yeah. So I'm going to be adding that segment. New. What? Wheel. Okay, so we'll be deciding the next wheel next time. Now that we have wheels to decide from,
and we can always decided one.
Yeah, no, I mean in the future. I just put it in the thing, so we'll remember. That's all for this episode. Thank you for watching or listening. Bye bye.
Bye everybody.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh my face.